Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You know, we'll have monitors and some will be allocated for Clark and Andy and myself, and then other monitors, for our personnel staff. Our personnel staff has the ability. You know, I have a guy like Ryan Poles, who's done a tremendous job of kind of taking the lead on this. He'll be able to kind of control who comes in, who comes out of the room. So if I say, Ryan, grab me Rick, he can bring in Rick into a chat room. If I say, Ryan, grab me an area scout, he can bring it in. You know, the one thing that, you know, I want to maintain is just that ability. I don't want to be sitting there pulling people in the draft rooms and calling people. So I think we have a plan where we have a computer dedicated to Clark and Mark and Andy, and we can talk through some big picture stuff. And then Ryan Poles has the ability to bring in coordinators, bring in coaches, bring in medical very quickly. So I think we have a plan, and I think it's going to be smooth, and we're excited about it.
That's Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach talking about the role of new Bears General Manager Ryan Poles and what his responsibilities were around the draft in Kansas City. Our next guest will be able to provide much more insight into that. Just to give some more data on what Spiegs was talking about with the Hall of Fame vote, David Ortiz is in. No one else reached the 75% voter threshold. Barry Bonds got 66% of the vote. Mark Burley does get to remain on the ballot with 5.8% of
one other vote. One other item there, Danny, it's Sammy Sosa's final year on the ballot as well, and he finished way down at 18%. Not a surprise, but he and Clemens and Bonds and Schilling will be on a different kind of ballot, available to a different kind of committee next year.
Joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is Nate Taylor, the talented Chiefs beat writer for The Athletic. Nate, thank you very much for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, fellas. Thanks for having me on. I hope everything's going well in Chicago. And wow, I mean, I guess Barry Bonds is he not going to get in the Hall of Fame, guys? I mean, what are we doing?
It's a dumb sport.
It's
a great sport that falls all over itself to make itself appear dumb. Baseball being baseball, but we've referenced your story a few times today. The Chiefs front office is very well respected. It has not had anyone poached from it since they drafted Pat Mahomes, and since they won a Super Bowl, very unusual for that degree of success. What can you tell Bears fans about Ryan Poles, their new general manager?
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, fellas. I will say that Ryan Poles is one of the top-notch scouts in the NFL. I mean, that's just a fact. You look at any Chiefs player that has had success over the last decade that they have acquired through the draft, at some point of that evaluation, it can be pretty much tied to Ryan Poles. And so what I would tell Bears fans is look at the most recent draft. Now, Ryan Poles is very young. He's 36, I believe. He will be someone that will care deeply about offensive and defensive line play. So when you look at last year's draft for the Chiefs, they knew, everybody knew, watching the Super Bowl, wow, Patrick Mahomes needs some better blocking, or he needs to not be running for his life. And I know Bears fans are cognitive of that because of what Justin Fields just went through in his rookie season. Well, the Chiefs drafted two cornerstone now linemen who, by the way, may finish their rookie seasons in the Super Bowl in Creed Humphrey in the second round and Trey Smith in the sixth round. And Ryan Poles, as a former offensive lineman who used to protect Matt Ryan in college at Boston College, he understands that winning in the NFL comes down to quarterback play and what goes on in the trenches, whether you can get to the quarterback on defense or obviously protect your pass run offense. And so I think that will be what his mission will be when he arrives, when he starts to get to work, I should say, in the Bears sort of plan for the future. But this is someone who is very smart and over the last several years has worked alongside Andy Reid and general manager Brett Veach in how to continue to cultivate the roster, keep a locker room that is well diverse, but obviously focused on the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl. And also, and what I'm really, really fascinated to see in the future, fellas, is how does his philosophy either align with what the Chiefs have done with some draft picks, with some trades in the past, with really going forward in an aggressive style, or if he'll work from a more traditional standpoint where he'll want to really lean on his scouting evaluations and his ability versus maybe being aggressive with first or second round picks or in free agency to sort of get the Bears back to not just respectability, but obviously having a chance to compete in the playoffs.
Well, that's a great specific question, Nate. And, you know, we played a cut of Ryan Poles from an interview earlier in the show where he talked about some of those moves the Chiefs made. And he said, quote, because we were in that window, unquote. So these first couple years, it might I would not be surprised if we see a more conservative approach in terms of the trades as they build and get towards that window theoretically. I'm fascinated by the focus on line play because Ryan Pace has talked about fixing this offensive line for 7 years and never done it. So, I think that might be a key to Kansas City's success that we don't think about enough.
Mm-hmm.
They can run it. They've always been able to run it, and they've always been able to protect. And when they didn't, they realized they needed to fix it right away. So, I wonder if that will lead to, you know, some schematic choices that a head coach under Ryan Poles would be asked to make.
Yeah, and what's even more interesting or what adds to this part of the discussion, fellas, is, okay, you're going to have to hit on the draft, regardless of where you're taking, more times than not. And, yes, we all understand that there's a science to it, but there's also, you know, obviously an element of unfortunate, you know, luck, whatever you want to call it. And so what I'm fascinated in is that Ryan Poles knows that the Bears have the quarterback. They have a quarterback to compete. Now it's about finding what that team's identity is going to be, which obviously, you know, mentions, hey, who's going to be the head coach? And I know that that's been some discussion here in Kansas City because obviously he's known Eric Bieniemy for the past 7 years, obviously working with Andy Reid. But whoever the head coach is, the Chiefs have a it sounds simple, fellas, but we all know as human beings and as men, as egotistical as we are, we don't like sharing the credit. We don't like perhaps working with somebody who doesn't necessarily agree with everything we say. But in the Chiefs organization and what Ryan has told me in various discussions is Andy Reid is not afraid to have smart people. And therefore, you can have arguments but not lose feelings about one another, but actually respect that person more. And then there's real communication as to what does the cornerback coach want? What do our scouts believe will let that cornerback work within our system? If we've now answered those questions and we have an ability to go get the cornerback and we believe that person is coachable, whether first, second, obviously bottom half of the draft, then we need to work together with clear communication as to why that player is going to be successful in their locker room and on the field. And I think for Bears fans, despite everything that went on in the Mitchell Trubisky 2017 horror story, which is like the opposite of what happened with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, of course, is you are less likely to make those mistakes if you handle it in a better way with clear communication, a real sense of what the player can do at the next level, or at least projecting it correctly, and then trusting your draft process. And I think that's what Ryan Poles is going to strive for. And now we'll see if he can execute it at a very high level in a really competitive league.
Chiefs beat writer for The Athletic, Nate Taylor, is our guest. He wrote a big piece on Ryan Poles and the Chiefs front office structure. He clearly knows Ryan Poles, the new Bears general manager, very well. You mentioned Eric Bieniemy. What other potential coaches, front office people, scouts could Ryan Poles be bringing with him?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm more interested about the scouts because Andy Reid has been notorious for being like, hey, this is great. Congratulations. I couldn't be more proud of you. Yeah, no one's coming, man. Or I may give you one or two because we've groomed somebody who can take those positions. The Chiefs have had several people who I think are really successful. One person to mention I think would be Mike Bradway, who's a talented scout who may get a senior position under a Ryan Poles structure if that's the way it sort of plays out. Or, you know, from a coaching standpoint, fellas, it's fascinating to me because if you were to go the Bieniemy route, right? I mean, Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator, been with Patrick Mahomes, has seen some translatable skill sets between him and probably Justin Fields. So you would think that would be hopefully a smooth transition to a head coaching role. But
it's going to be a tough sell for Bears fans after they just hired Matt Nagy.
Yes, and he's a first-time head coach, where I think there are some, you know, maybe a more wise, in some ways, decision is first-time general manager to get a more experienced head coach. And that's where I think Caldwell sort of fascinates me in some sense, because now you could bring in, and I know Bears fans may know this person, may not, but Mike Kafka is one of the more hotter, well-known quarterback coaches ready to be an offensive coordinator in the league. And so Ryan Poles can trust, hey, here's our evaluation process that we've done for, you know, 4 or 5 years now with Mike Kafka about offensive players, about players who can help the quarterback or what he sees his quarterback needs on an offensive line. We talked to the offensive line coach. We go through the scouts. Obviously, Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey just pop out of the draft. So maybe you could do a defensive coach if that's what you want to do. Obviously, the Bears are historically known for having their most success in that format. But having a true young, ready-to-go offensive whiz has learned from one of the masters at this in Andy Reid with Mike Kafka. And that way there's a blend of, hey, Ryan Poles knows these men. He's talked to these men at the combine. He has obviously a well, you know, respect for those men. But whoever it is, if it's not Eric Bieniemy, one name to keep in mind in the coaching ranks is Mike Kafka as a potential offensive coordinator, where he has a lot of the control of the offense. And I would say, yes, Bears fans, Mike Kafka is different than Matt Nagy. Like, they come from the same tree, but they might be different fruit. And Mike Bradway might be a scout, you know, front office executive who has worked well with Ryan Poles in the past and could continue in Chicago.
This is very good detailed stuff here, Nate. And, yeah, we brought up Mike Kafka earlier in the show. Let's say they go with Dan Quinn as a defensive coach or Matt Eberflus. And then Mike Kafka, St. Rita on the south side, Evanston, you know, so it could make all the sense in the world just narratively, and also would make sense for the offense. You mentioned Andy Reid maybe being able to say no. I know in baseball, if you steal a guy like the Cubs stole Theo Epstein, and then they greatly limited how many numbers of people he could bring over from his Boston infrastructure, like, can Andy Reid say no, you can't have Bradway? Can he say no, that you can't take this guy and that guy? If they're promotions, can he not stand in their way by rule?
Yeah, this is a great question, and I'm even struggling to find like a clear, concise answer, fellas. So I'm going to try to do my best. But first, everyone loves Andy Reid. Like, and look, it's hard not to love him just because he's a great coach. You know, you're going to be in the postseason every year. Hell, you might be in four straight AFC championship games and potentially three straight Super Bowls. So, obviously money would have to play a role, but like this, I mean, like this Mahomes train is, it's, I gotta tell you, fellas, it's pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think some people have been, you know, sort of like, wow, why hasn't Bieniemy been offered a job? And I mean, it's not his problem, but at the same time, and I've told him this to his face, sir, you have the best offensive coordinator job in the entire league. So you can say that about Mike Kafka. I know Mike Kafka is ready for the next step. And I think with Andy working with him ever since Patrick Mahomes was drafted. Let me repeat this for Bears fans. The moment they drafted Patrick Mahomes, Mike Kafka's only job his rookie season was to be with Patrick Mahomes at all times, teaching him up, fundamentals, playbook. Did you see what Alex Smith saw in that blitz and how he protected it or how he missed it? Did you see what we did in two-minute drill? Like, Mike Kafka went through every step with a young Patrick Mahomes. And then when Patrick Mahomes was the starter, then it was clearly a mix between Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, and Mike Kafka, who was then promoted to quarterback's coach. So now, if, again, and it's a nice if to think about, I think, for Bears fans. If Mike Kafka comes into a situation with Justin Fields in year two, he will probably go through similar things that he went through with Patrick Mahomes, and you hope to get similar results, of course. But I think Andy Reid is more comfortable with the idea of, hey, I know this guy's talented. He's been, you know, obviously working very hard and doing a good job. It's time. So if Ryan Poles wants to call Andy Reid right now, or if they're talking literally on the phone as we speak, can I please have Mike Kafka? He's really good at his job, and he's ready to be an OC. And who knows, in 2 years' time, if Justin Fields works out, if the offense is all of a sudden in the top 10 statistically, he'll be a head coach, just like Matt Nagy and Doug Peterson before. And there have been some thoughts that if Bieniemy leaves, if Kafka leaves, that Andy Reid, similar to Nick Saban, might be like, come on home, fellas. Come on home, Doug Peterson. Come on home, Matt Nagy. You've been in the system before. Here's all the modifications and the updates we've done. And I know I can be successful with you now because I've been successful with you in the past.
Nate, give us a sense of Ryan Poles as a guy. What are we getting?
Really smart, can communicate with players at a high level. And I don't know if people truly understand why that is so vital when you're a general manager. You can't talk to every player at every moment, but those conversations, when they get to the general manager level, are really important. You know, what are we going to do in free agency? Hey, this is the end of year evaluation that we have for you. What are your thoughts? What are ours? Hey, we're thinking about you in the draft. Ryan Poles can relate to players, I think, in a very good way. I think he's pretty clear cut in, like, he's not really going to talk around things necessarily. I think he's going to be direct, I guess, is what I'm ultimately getting at, fellas. And he's smart, and he loves football. And I think, you know, as people have said earlier today, he wants to be a general manager. He's kind of been groomed to be a general manager. In 2015 or in 2016, when the Chiefs had originally ID'd, holy smokes, this Patrick Mahomes kid is good, and like, he will be open for the 2017 draft if he declares. In 2016, Ryan Poles, fellas, was in a room with Andy Reid, John Dorsey, the general manager at the time, who is a great evaluator in his own way, Brett Veach, now the general manager of the Chiefs, and Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Colts. He was in an apprenticeship, and then he saw exactly every step that it took to get a franchise generational changing quarterback and then build around that quarterback so that you can go to potentially three straight Super Bowls. He's ready to succeed. I'm fascinated to see who will be on his staff, but he's going to be successful. And I think if people are gushing over the things that Chris Ballard has done, and I tend to be one of them, despite obviously what's going on with the quarterback situation, which no one foresaw coming with Andrew Luck, everything else about the Colts is pretty good. I think Ryan Poles has a chance to be better than their previous general manager. And I don't think that's a bold statement on day one of him joining the franchise.
Wow. I mean, it's a hell of an endorsement. Last thing briefly, and an acceptable answer here is no. We're hoping that we'll have a chance to talk to him. You got any anecdotes? Favorite beer, wine, food, anything for us to connect to with him on a human level?
Nothing jumps out. And it sucks because I probably would have more, fellas, if we weren't living in a pandemic where, like,
yep,
they have separated us more than usual. But look, every time I talk to Ryan, I really do learn something. And I know that it doesn't sound sexy, but the Chiefs quietly have done a very good job with late-round picks and undrafted free agents. And ladies and gentlemen, do you know who talks to those people when they need to decide, I didn't get drafted. Where do I want to continue my career? Or, hey, you got drafted later than you thought, but we got the right coaching staff. We're going to make it work. We're going to figure it out. Like, we're going to give you an opportunity, and then it's up to you whether or not you succeed or not. Those people are guys like Ryan Poles. And so Brett Veach looked at me in training camp, fellas. Brett Veach, general manager of the Chiefs, known for his aggression, obviously known for finding Patrick Mahomes in a rough of just spread offensive coaches and quarterbacks in college that never translate to the NFL. He looked at me straight in the face and was like, I don't understand why he won't be a general manager. I will be shocked if he's not a general manager in 2 years. I said, okay. That was this August.
All right. Well, and
so
they
the
got
Bears
him.
Are getting a jump early, getting in early in that way.
Nate Taylor, great stuff. Chiefs beat writer for The Athletic. Thank you for the time and insight, man. We appreciate you.
Anytime, fellas. This was great. Thank you so much, and hope it works out for you guys in Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.